Okay, part two of today's Spinning Radio, October 28th. Seriously, in like 5 seconds, I could totally forget my train of thought. How awesome is that? And how many times can I say, can we count? Do we need to have a drinking game? Shots for every time I say, no, probably not. Anyway, so, yeah, that was totally losing interest now. The more I think about it. But okay, that's right. That's where I was going with it. You know, the advice that we're given of, whether it's put all your faith in God and he will provide, or put all your faith in yourself, just leap. Just take that leap of faith, do it, and those are the people who are truly happy, the ones who truly can take that leap of faith. But the funny thing is the people who normally are getting this information have been through some sort of a hardship. So I am sorry, always the cynical one. Yes, I understand. My nature. But I have to ask, so the people who didn't have that world-shattering event, you know, be it whatever, divorce, heartbreak, losing a job, death of a loved one, whatever it is, if you didn't have that and you're not getting this advice, but you're happy, does that make their happiness any less valid? I mean, I always feel like I'm forging my own path in life anyway. Of course, I've always taken the more conservative route of I do overthink things and I don't take that leap of faith, which is what I'm trying to change. But I've always, that's been my biggest problem with all the great, yes, great advice I've gotten of take that leap, do this, be happy with yourself. Yes, you do have to be happy with yourself, but I don't believe that I believe there are milestones in life. I do not believe there are definite levels. I can't stand the people who are like, oh, just wait till you get there. When you get there, then you'll be ready. When you get, there is no there. You're not there. You're not there till you're done, and you're not done until you die. You're constantly growing. And why is it that you can't grow with somebody? Why is it that you can't grow in your own? I mean, there's no done. That's just plain and simple. And that's why I just think it's so funny that, you know, when you have had this life-shattering event and you're trying to find something to grasp onto to inspire you to move on, to keep going, to drudge through that day, you know, it really does put into question, at least it did in my head, does it totally invalidate everyone else who didn't have to go through that? And I strongly believe it doesn't. I strongly believe that high school sweethearts can be in blissful happiness for the rest of their life. It is possible. It doesn't happen to everyone. But it is possible. And, you know, that's just the way it goes. Yeah, I was distracted. Lost my train of thought again. But I'm pretty sure I got the gist out. Yeah, that's me. Forging my own way, trying to figure out a combination, you know, between which advice do I take, little tidbits of everyone and everywhere, and just forging my way. So, there it is today, getting all spiritual, philosophic, you know, thinking on you for today. Hope you have a great day, great weekend. Have a wonderful day. Bye.